This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The panel of House lawmakers investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year heard testimony Thursday that former President Donald Trump repeatedly pressured then-Vice President Mike Pence to thwart Congress from certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had won the 2020 presidential election. Pence was presiding over Congress as lawmakers were in the initial stages of the state-by-state count of Electoral College votes to verify Biden's victory when about 2,000 Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building to disrupt the proceeding. Trump, in both private and in public, implored Pence to reject the electoral count from states where Biden narrowly won. Pence lawyer Greg Jacob described how a Trump lawyer, John Eastman, tried to convince Pence that he had the legal authority to unilaterally upend the election, but Jacob said Eastman eventually conceded that the U.S. Supreme Court would likely reject his legal theory. In an Associated Press interview, President Biden acknowledged that Americans are, in his words, really, really down. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
From the virus pandemic to economic volatility and high gas prices, the president says everything Americans count on has been upset. During a 30-minute Oval Office interview, he told the AP he's optimistic. Despite warnings from some economists, the U.S. could be headed for a recession. He says that's not inevitable. And he's dismissing Republican claims that last year's COVID aid plan was fully to blame for four-decade high inflation, calling the argument bizarre. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
From Washington, this is VOA News.